Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with 911 Dispatch Supervisor Kara Sorrells about the 1998 tornado that went through Washington. Tell me what that day was like for you.
I actually was not in the building at the time, but one of our senior telecommunicators was there, so I actually came in after. But usually most tornadoes for us seem to hit second shift. 3 and 5 is the window, and we were watching. It was moving into the area about that time. So there was one person on duty at the time that it hit, and it started by Brighton, came up south through Brighton, and then did a little path all the way through the county into Washington and, you know, Central Park, and then went over to the north end of town, kind of like Lantern Grove and North Fifth. So it was a pretty severe incident. It's the only time I know in history that we vacated or evacuated the comm center, and she actually went downstairs with the other employees in the building and the inmates that were in the jail. So they were in the hallway and then the basement downstairs. She was down there a short time, and she actually ran back up and continued dispatching and got more help in there. And if I remember correctly, we had about 7 people in that day answering phones and, you know, dealing with the mitigation of the damage afterwards and the injuries.
Yeah, because we recently here have had some outbreaks of tornadic activity. Yeah. Kind of comparing the response then from that one 25 years ago and this most recent episode, what has shifted? I mean, obviously technology has changed and advanced and everything, but what in your guys' process has changed?
We implemented several changes during that. We have more staffing at this time. Before, it was one person on at all times. Now we have increased staffing to 2 at all times, which is good. We also enhanced our staging protocols, which means we get help in here earlier in the process instead of after the tornado. You know, there's milestones or little spots that we hit that we say, okay, it's time to get somebody else in here. So we have 3 or 4 people in here ahead of a tornado. We have enhanced our protocols as far as warning for the public. So we kind of, you know, also move that up a little bit. And back then we didn't have alerts for winds of 70 miles an hour or greater. So now if we have winds of 70 miles per hour without a tornado warning, we go ahead and activate the sirens and say, I've got strong winds, strong storm, get inside. So that is also enhanced. We have this new building, which is capable of handling a storm of that magnitude in 1998, which is good. So we don't have to go downstairs and we can keep dispatching. Even if we lose power, we have redundancy as far as generators and UPS. So that is good. Our radio system is also enhanced. So during the tornado just recently, March 31st, we lost a tower, but the radio stayed up. So that probably would not have happened in that time too. So we've made a lot of strides in trying to make it safer and better for the public so we can keep dispatching.
So explain to me a little bit then about the process. Storm has happened. What are the next steps after that then for you guys? What's the plan of action?
Okay, well, before the storm even gets here, we activate the weather spotters, which are the firemen. So the firemen are kind of already positioned in different places strategically around the cities. So then after that is the recovery, and we make sure that people are safe. So what we did in the March 31st storm is we sent officers and fire departments and first responders to the different locations that were damaged, have them check for injured. There's a couple houses that had to be, they had to be helped out of the basement. I mean, they actually took shelter in the basement and they had damage. So, and then once they checked those locations, they would take a red tape or orange tape and mark the mailboxes so that they would know, okay, this residence has been checked. So they followed the path and helped document the storm damage along with EMA, who we call out. She was out in the middle of it. So that was the next part, is making sure, first of all, is everyone safe? Do we need to have anybody injured? And then where is our damage and what do they need?
Okay, yeah. I was reading an old article about the 1998 tornado, yes. And they said they did the same things with the homes. They would put ribbons on the mm-hmm. front door handle or whatnot to make sure everyone was accounted for and out of that house.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's very important. That way they're, because their time is precious, they need to move on and check something else. So, yep, that's kind of our symbol for how to make sure we checked, okay, these people are out of the house.
Yes, well, very good. It's one of those things. I am done with tornadoes for this season.
Yes.
I'm going to put that out there.
Yes.
But knowing how advanced you've become, and I know even recently they're trying to get the Tornado Act done in Congress to make NOAA have advancing their systems, funding to advance their systems too, which to me it's all music to my ears, because the sooner we know, the sooner we can alert people and then people can get to safety.
Yeah, I agree that if they can fine tune that and get it even earlier in the process, you know, the more we can do to keep people safe.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Kara Sorrells joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the anniversary of the EF3 tornado that went through Washington. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.